This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, America! That's right. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We're just so excited to be back with you for a brand new year. And obviously, on behalf of all of us, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, Home Talk USA, King Broadcasting, the Invent America part of our show, we want to hope all of you had a great holiday season as we prepare for this upcoming year. Brand new topics, brand new technologies that we're going to be discussing here, and we're just excited. And we're also excited to have KFGO 104.7 FM, also KFGO 790 AM, both simulcast together. That's now tuning into the show down in the new North Dakota areas, the Fergus Falls areas. So we want to welcome all of you from that area. It's all about education and information, and that's what we do here each week and every week. Now I'd like to bring on my co-host. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, welcome back.
Hello there. It is so nice to be back after, you know, the holiday. It's like, all right, it's time to get back to work now. And, you know, inventors have been calling me and saying, all right, you know, let's get these topics going. And we've got more people signed up to join us at the Inventor Roundtable, which is kind of our call-in version of the show where inventors can meet each other and ask questions this Thursday than we have had in a year.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about this week's show. I know I've heard Pete Trevino with Spinal Tap. I think I've met him before, or I'm familiar with his technology, but we got a great show for our audience, right?
Well, we do. And after, you know, the holidays and everything, this show is kind of a reality check for our inventors and our listeners. You know, we're talking about inventors, you know, don't get bamboozled. And, you know, there's always conversations I have with inventors that it's like, oh, my God, we've got to talk about that on the show. It's, you know, there's not really a learning curve for inventing. They've got that aha moment, so they're off to the races, you know, finding out do they really have something they can file a patent on? How do they get a prototype done? And so often someone will tell them something that they want to hear as opposed to something that they should hear. And there's a difference.
Yeah. And Rita, to be honest with you, up until our show, there really was never a blueprint to from start to finish where you can go and say, okay, this is what you need to do before you do this. And you can't do, you know, C till you do B, and you can't do D till you do C. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. I always tell inventors, it's like you make your next business decision based on the information you gathered at the last step. So when they tell me, it's like, oh, well, I bought a book that tells me how to do it. It's like, Yeah, well, that's really good as fire starter, but most of them are really not worth the paper they're written on when it comes to inventing.
Yeah.
Because that learning curve is so important, and yet, you know, it's not like inventors would say, oh, yeah, I've done five of these and I know what I'm doing. No, this is the first one.
But why do inventors really do get bamboozled? What's the problem? It's just lack of education, lack of planning, lack of doing your research, or it's just a combination of all?
Well, part of it is, like I said, there's not a learning curve. So it's not like, well, I've done this five times, so I know the right yeah. steps, and I know when somebody is just giving me, you know, candy talk. And so, and that's it, is it, you know, an inventor, you know, they had their aha moment, and so they believe so much in what they've done, and they may have had family and friends that said, oh, this is so cool, you need to find a patent, you're going to be a millionaire, you get to buy an island, and all they can see is the island, and now how hard it is. You know, when I start giving them numbers and say, this is what you focus on, these are the reality numbers, it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, make some disposable income, but you're probably not going to buy the island. And so keeping feet firmly planted on the ground, making good business decisions, and yet the inventors say, well, you know, they want to hear, oh, yes, you're going to be a millionaire. And so it's so easy to get bamboozled when some, you know, scoundrel company out there says, oh, yes, you're going to be a millionaire, because that's what they really want to hear. So our job here on Invent America is, you know, the reality check. It's like, yeah. what do you do? You know, how do you make good decisions on
yeah.
this?
And one of the most important decisions after you really got maybe a hot product is whether or not you got to make that important decision whether or not you want to license the product or manufacture the product yourself. And that is a big question.
Exactly. And one of the things that sparked this conversation is, you know, when one of the inventors I had been, you know, talking to said, well, I've got an investor now, and he says, I'm going to make $25 million my first year. It's like, okay, that is too much candy talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and then the investor wanted her to find family members who would match his contribution. It's like, okay, that is really too much candy talking.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, investors generally know how to take advantage of inventors. He will own all of her intellectual property by the time she's done. You know, we had another offer come in for an agreement where the licensee said, you have to assign all your intellectual property to us. And it's like, no, you don't. And wow. that's when we went back and we made the counter offer. They said, yeah, okay, we were just kidding. It's like, well, and how good is that supposed to make us feel about the way you're going to treat us in the future? So there's yep. just times when, you know, we're trying to give the information to all of America out there about the inventing process and how hard it can be. And if all you see is the top of the mountain and not each footstep in front of the other, you can get bamboozled.
Yeah, you're right there, Rita. But we've got a great show with some great guests. So can you just mention all three guests that we're going to have coming up?
Absolutely. Okay, Pete Trevino is our first one. He has invented an incredible spinal massager product. He's sending me one so I can try it out at the end of the week. And I cannot wait to get my hands on that. So brilliant inventor. He's got some stories to share. Ian Osborne out of Colorado, he has invented a whole array of products using LED lighting systems.
Wow.
A lot of experience. I sat with him in on one of his wow wake-up moments when it came to talking to an investor. So I'm looking forward to the stories he has to tell. And Don Skaggs is our expert on this one because he's an inventor. He's got products out there. But he runs the Kentucky Group, and I've been the guest speaker there a couple of times. But he's got some stories that he can tell as an inventor and dealing with inventors for years. I've known Don for probably 10 years. Probably not as long as I've known you, but for a long time.
We got to take a short break. Oh, my producer's saying we got to pay some bills. We're up against the clock on a hard break. So, hey, we're going to come back. You're listening to Home Talk USA, the Invent America show on the Home Improvement Network. Here, I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my sidekick, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. We both will be right back with our first guest. Yahee! Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network, which is our broadcasting partner. This is the Invent America Show, along with my guest, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, who's our guest?
Our guest this segment is Ian Osborne. He is the founder of Wild Ideas Light Company, which is his website, wildideaslightco.com, and he has been inventing for decades. Ian, you're an amazing inventor. You deal basically with those micro LED lighting systems. I think I said all of that right. So tell us a little bit about some of the products that Wild Ideas Light Company produces.
We produce anything from very small bicycle type lights all the way up to commercial lights for stadiums and arenas, businesses, car dealerships, you name it. We pretty much have designed it and developed and then manufactured it.
I know. So when I used to live in Denver, and you say, well, did you see the lights on this parking lot? It's like, yeah, when they're shining out over the horizon at night, that's generally something that Wild Ideas did.
Yeah, we actually had one dealership that got told by the city to dim them down because they were too bright, which was funny. They actually went in and put shields up to help dim them down so they weren't so bright because we overdid what we said we were going to do. So it happened.
Well, there you go. So you have been inventing for years and a wide variety of different products. So, you know, today we're talking about not getting taken advantage of. And so share with, you know, our listeners, what was one of your bamboozle learning moments?
You know, in the very beginning of, you know, starting my business, I had a product that was state-of-the-art. And I was making the mistake of giving away my talent of information and knowledge and not get anything in return until I was lovingly kicked underneath the table in my shins and told to shut up, basically. And ever since then,
oh, no, I didn't
I
tell you
learned...
to shut up, but I did pinch you.
Yes, you did. You did kick me. Here's the problem with all inventors. We are excited about our own products, and we want to be able to share that wealth of knowledge and give it away. And unfortunately, the objective is not to give it away. And, you know, we want to be able to keep that knowledge for ourselves and actually be able to make a living off of it. And that was, you know, one of my things in the very beginning was I just wanted to be able to give everybody all the information. Hey, this is really cool. Look at what I invented. And then in turn, yeah, basically I wasn't going to get anything out of it if I kept my mouth open. So you definitely have to learn to follow your heart and follow somebody that is very well versed in the process of protection for you. And, you know, that is, you know, definitely the biggest thing that I can say for anybody is make sure you get a hold of somebody that is willing to help you and you trust wholeheartedly that can help you stay the line and not give away your product for free.
Well, I take that as a compliment because you asked me several times to go with you and listen to what was being said. And I think that that's really good information for the inventors is that, you know, like you said, you get real excited about what you're talking about. But unless there's someone else there listening to the interaction of what's going on, because you're so excited, you don't always really read the conversation like you need to.
Correct. And, you know, and when you're not in a conversation and you get something via email, you really got to pay attention and read every single line of that email and contract over and over and over again to make sure you are not getting taken advantage of. And I've seen that over the years where, you know, I've helped other inventors and I've told them, do not do this. And unfortunately, there's been a couple that have fallen into the trap of, oh, I'm going to make all this and they're going to be trustworthy. And unfortunately, it happens and it doesn't happen. You know, so you got to be very aware of that.
Yeah, I know. I always tell inventors, I was like, stand in front of the mirror and practice this line. That is proprietary information. I said, as soon as they ask you a question and you're not sure, just say, well, that's proprietary information. And then you can decide later on, should you or should you not get back in touch with them. But, you know, when in doubt, don't say anything. Listen to, you know, the questions. Don't try to gather more information than you give.
Correct. Correct.
And that's, you know, I had a gentleman and he says, no, he said, you are going to handle all my negotiations. When he told the other party that, they said, well, we can't negotiate with her. We need to negotiate with you. And he said, you can talk to her or she's going to give me all the talking points back. And then you can talk to me, but you're basically still talking to her. So they sent me the information and it's like, okay, this isn't too bad. And I sent them back some points and they said, oh, we agreed all of these things. I guess we got a deal. I said, I guess we do. So, you know, it's good always to have somebody else who's been doing it for a long time, because for most of our inventors, you know, there's not an inventing learning curve. You're not doing five or six. Well, maybe you are, but most inventors are doing one or two. And so it's important to have somebody else who's been down the road and, like you said, that you trust.
Right. And, you know, that's one of the biggest advices that I have for anybody is that, you know, find somebody that you trust and that you can actually go through with that and make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what's next on your list of, you know, wild ideas to do products?
I'm actually taking a product that has been used by CDOT here in Colorado, as well as other entities, and we have taken it to the next level and made it more portable for anybody and everybody rather than just very specialized arena. We have opened it up so that will be available for pretty much everybody else.
Ian, we got to cut in. We got to get some information. We're just simply out of time, up against the clock on a break. What is your website? How can we learn more about Wild Ideas Light Company?
You can reach me at www.wildideaslightco.com, and I can reach back to you as soon as you give me a line.
All right. Ian Osborne, we definitely want to thank you for being our guest. Okay, buddy?
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. We've got to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. We want to invite you to stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm streaming live. That's right. On the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. This is Invent America right here on Home Talk USA. Me and Rita Crompton will be right back with you with another guest, another topic. So stay tuned. Yay!